And now Ronan Kelly's here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Thanks, Anya. There are two lovely selfies on the front pages of the Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News. They're of the same teenage couple smiling and gesturing at the camera, Jamie Moore and Camille Wojciech-Conte. Dreadfully, the papers report that the two teenagers died in a crash on Tuesday night on the notorious A5 Dublin to Derry Road near Omagh. The Belfast Telegraph reports the day before she died, Camille actually attended a rally in her school calling for work on the A5 road upgrade to begin. An Irish News editorial says that the deaths of teenagers Camille and Jamie brings to 56 the number of those who've lost their lives on the A5 since a planned upgrade was first announced in 2007. Elsewhere in the Irish News, Rishi Sunak and Gardaí. The paper says he's telling the Irish government not to put Gardaí on the border to deter migrants. South of that border, the big story in the papers today is Mount Street and yesterday's operation to clear the tent city there. The Irish Sun front page quotes Simon Harris saying that yesterday was an important day for the laws of the land. In photos, the Irish Daily Mail shows the letter the asylum seekers were given yesterday morning. It was in French, Arabic and Georgian and told them that there was a new accommodation for them and to take everything but to leave their tents behind. A large photo in the Irish Times then shows a grabber smashing and lifting those tents into the back of a refuse truck. A picture in the Irish Independent shows the street being sprayed. And in the Irish Daily Star, the footpaths of Mount Street are shown empty. That's in pictures. In words, the columnists are having their say about Mount Street. Jennifer Bray in the Irish Times writes about the series of government meetings which led to yesterday's events, which she describes as a delicate operation. Kenan Brennan in the Irish Examiner says the tents are gone, but the problem is still there. He writes that the street may have been scrubbed, but yesterday there was a fresh queue of asylum seekers, many of them families, waiting to access the International Protection Office. Philip Nolan in the Mail writes that the men needed certainty, not better tents. Mary McCarthy in the Independent says, "We owed the men of Tent City protection and dignity. To our shame, we provided neither." She asks, why were the men not offered accommodation earlier? And goes on to say, such mismanagement will drive more people to the right. Elsewhere in the Independent, immigration came up in a Dáil debate when Labour TD Éan Arirdhón said he found TD Michael Healy-Rae frankly hilarious. He said Michael Healy-Rae condemned government spending on immigration policies without referring to the fact that for housing Ukrainian refugees, he's already received €650,000. Michael Healy-Rae told The Independent it's not illegal to provide accommodation. Also in the Oireachtas, two birthdays were being marked, according to Miriam Lord in the Irish Times. Senators were wishing RTÉ Lyric FM happy birthday, with Michael McDougall retelling one of Marty Whelan's corny old dad jokes, while in the Dáil, birthday wishes for Mary Lou MacDonald. Simon Harris commented, I'm sure you're delighted to be spending your birthday here with me. Miriam Lord doesn't describe the normally cross Mary Lou's reaction, but she goes on to write, it must be said that Mary Lou was looking fab with a sleek new birthday girl haircut and wearing a scarlet jacket and dress. She calls her the Crimson Chide.
Ronan Kelly, it's 11 minutes past 7.